The following shiur has been presented by Rav
Shia Teitelbaum,
Shlita of the Kollel Evana Ezer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
It says in our daf, Soita Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Kosal Shnei Daf, if he writes Megillas Soita on two columns, that's a Rashi Taitz, it Psula, it's Posel. Why? Sefer Echon Amachmor Amloy Shnayim Shoshet Svarim. It says in the parasha of Soita, the cause of it's Aloy Yisraela HaKoyein Basefer, it has to be Basefer, in a Sefer. So the Gemara Darshan, it has to be one Sefer, and not more than two or three Svarim. Rashi learns, what does that mean? It doesn't mean two separate pages, two separate leaves of parchment. Even if it's on one parchment, Rashi says, but if it's in two columns, that itself parcels it. Toys has a question on Rashi that we know on Gittin, it also says, because of the Sefer Kli, this is also called a Sefer, and the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chof Amud Beis, Dashins, from this Sefer Echon Achon Amloy Shnayim Shloshes Svarim, that also we have to get has to be one Sefer. And over there we know it's Mavor and Gemara and Gim Peizayim and Beis that you could write again in two columns. So the question is, how could you say that Yimamaya Tois Esther on Rashi? How could you say that Yimamaya from Sefer Echon Achon Amloy Shnayim Shloshes Svarim? Something that's attached, it's inherently attached, it's one paper. So that's why Tosis learns it can be. If it's one, since it's one paper, even though it's two columns, that is still called Sefer Echot. What does it mean, Sefer Davim? It means two leaves, two separate leaves of parchment. Tosis Menachos of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph answers Rashi, and he says it could be, you could say that Megillah Soita is different than Get, because it says by Megillah Soita, Bas Sefer, in the Sefer. So in the Sefer sounds like a clear, exclusive Sefer, exclusive, special Sefer, which means even if it's two columns, it's going to be lacking that Milo Bas Sefer. Now the question arises, according to this sheet of Tosis that he says that if it's only a problem if it's two sheets of paper, two sheets of parchment, what about if you have two sheets of paper or parchment and you sew them or glue them together? Is that going to be a chesaron of Sefer Echon? Or no, since now I attach them, it also suffices and it fills the category of Sefer Echon. Rimona Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Lamed Siv Zayin, he says that Dobak Shnei Oyrois, if you glue together two hides, B'yachal and Edebek, because of them, again, he writes them again, he says, from the Arzu, it's possibly Sofek. It's a Sofek if it's a get, because of this issue, it's a Sofek if gluing together makes it safer Echon, or no, it's too Svarim. The Meshmul brings down, and the same thing is, even if he sewed them together, it's the same Shaila. Whether sewing or gluing, the Shaila is if it's a get, if it's kosher get or not. And Mishmul asked him this halacha from the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Beis in Menachos, that you see from there clearly that if you attach it through gluing or through sewing, it becomes one entity. Because the Gemara says that you need to have an ois achas. And that's why it says in the Gemara that if you wrote the four, so therefore it says if you wrote the parshas of four separate hides, you have to attach them. So you see clearly from there that attaching through sewing or gluing is considered making it into one safe, into one thing. So why are we by get, are we saying it's a suffix? He also asks from the Gemara in the Menachos Lamed Beis, and the Gemara has a question, if a mezuzah is supposed to be a parsha written psuchos, that means a space in between the parshiyos, or stuma. Like in the Sefer Torah, the parsha mezuzah is stuma. So the Gemara brings a raya that it could be stuma, just like a Sefer Torah, because it says that if someone has an old Sefer Torah that's worn out, he can't make it into a mezuzah. Why? Because you cannot put down the Kedusha. She'ain read Kedusha Chamul or Kedusha Kal. You can't put down from a more Chamul Nika Kedusha of a Sefer Torah to a Kal Nika Kedusha of a mezuzah. So the Gemara is Mendayek from there, it seems, and if you would be able to do it, not for the problem of Eimarin and Mekdush Chamur Kdush Ekalo, you would be able to make from a Sefer Torah mezuzah. How could that be? It must be that the same way in Sefer Torah in the Parsha is Stuma, so too in a mezuzah the Parsha can be Stuma. So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma Lahashla, maybe it's just a complete. To, what does that mean? To finish it off. So what does that mean? So Tosfos in one pshat says that it means that if you have a mezuzah and you're missing, let's say, one line, so you'll take from an old Sefer Torah and you'll sew the last line in the mezuzah from the Sefer Torah. I, Tosfos asks, we know it's a problem, you can't write it on two dafim. Answers, Tosfos, that's only if it's not sewn together, but if it's sewn together, it's not a problem. See clearly from Tosfos that it helps to make it or echod one hide by sewing it. And he says, Tosis and Soita that says over there, Tosis brings down that you can't sew two pieces of a get together to make a get. He says that's only after the get was written on two separate pieces of paper, you cannot sew them together. However, before you started writing, if you would sew the two pieces together and then write the get, it would be no problem. And there's a question on himself, that there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that you can't attach pieces of shofar together to make one shofar, because it's a problem of shofar echod amar toyer meloy shtayim shol shofars. Well, if I'm telling you that attaching is not an issue, so why is it a problem? So he says the reason is, like Tosfos says, the way he knows Tosfos insight is because over there it's nicker, it's recognizable that it was not one piece. However, if you would attach, he's saying if you attach again in a way that now it's not noticeable that it's two papers, it's not a problem, and now it became Sefer Echod. Taz over there in Ibn Ezra, Sifkon Vav, asked another question. He says, how could it be a Shiloh if sewing together becomes one entity? We know that a Sefer Torah is also called a Sefer. And it says, in Parsha Shoiftim, it says he should write a Sefer Mishnah because of Loyas Mishnah and Torah Zois al Sefer. And everyone knows that a Sefer Torah is not just one long parchment, it's many pieces of parchment sewn together. So you see that by sewing it together, it becomes one Sefer. So how could there be an issue over here by a get that the Shiloh might be considered two Svarim by sewing? Some Sefer in Shalos Tshuvos Arachayim Simen Hay, he disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, and he says that a get cannot be sewn together. And if it's sewn together, it's a problem of Sefer Echad, and he in fact learns the Tosfos in Soit Dafit Ches like that, and he learns that even if it was sewn before the get was written, not like the Beis Shmuel, and he says even as a raya from Tosefto, that sewing together a get will not make it one Sefer, and therefore he says it is a problem. So it comes out now that we have, which says Sefer once by Soito, by get, and by Sefer Torah. So we're saying like this, by Soito, Rashi learns, says, by Sefer, so even if it's one paper, if it's two columns, it's a problem. Get that it's only Sefer, it's only a problem if it's two separate papers. One column wouldn't be a problem. But sewing, we're saying, is not going to make it one Sefer. However, the question still we have to answer is, by Sefer Torah, we know, the Taz asked that, we know that it's sewn together, and it becomes one Sefer. So the Chasam Sofer answers that question by saying that, there's a Gemara in Gidin HaSamach that says, that Sefer Torah was Megillah Megillah Nitna, which means, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down each parasha separately, as he was told it, and at the end of the 40 years, he sewed all the parchments together. So we see the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously not in one cloth. So our mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah cannot be any more stringent than that of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it comes out, it's only Sefer Torah has a special heter that it can be sewn together. One might ask that we know because in Halacha it says that a shofar of a paro, a horn of a cow, you cannot use as a shofar. One of the reasons given is that we said since every year it grows onto the horn another shell, wherever the horn ended last year, another shell grows from where that horn ended, and it goes a little more every year. So it's called more than one shofar, and it says in the Torah shofar, which means one shofar, not two or three shofars. So ask some shofar. It doesn't say ba shofar there. So it should be like, just like you're writing a get on one piece of paper in two columns, because it was like that because it's biyosin. That's how it was made. It was created that way. So it should be like one entity. So on that, some shofar says, Torah is inserted that because somebody answers the question by saying that over there, since it already grew one year, and right now it can be used as a shofar. And the next year, even though it's still growing and it's part of its one creation and it's one piece, but since next year a new piece got added on, and also Toises adds in its nicker, it's recognizable, then that's a problem. Toises, the Kama Sofer, explains why does he say it's recognizable, because he's trying to ask a question you might ask. Every hide of an animal, it's finished this today, and it can be used technically, and it keeps on growing. So on that, the answer is, over there, it's not Nick. You don't see that man grew more. It looks like one piece. It doesn't look like two separate pieces. So that's considered that it was like that Mechilas Biyosa is one entity. However, the Shofar of Paro, even though it is technically Mechilas Biyosa that way, but since it was able to be used without this extra glad, this extra shell being used and been growing and it's nicker, so that makes it a problem of shofar echov loy shnayim shayshu shofars. But a get, says some shofar, even if it wouldn't be nicker, but it still would be a problem, because a shofar, you need to come to the reason of nicker, because it really is like one piece and it was created as one piece, even though it's added on, but it's still in the making. However, a get, if you take two pieces of paper and glue it on one to the other, then you're taking two separate entities and gluing it. So even if it's not recognizable, it's still going to be a problem, and not like the Beishmul. And so the Sofer says, and to the raya that the Beishmul has from Menachos Lamadalit, that in order to make an Ois Achas, you see it suffices by gluing and sewing it. He says there, he brings down from Moshe Barnett, and also I saw this in the Beis Meir, it's in the same terrace, that if you look in Rashi says over there that it needs to be for him an ois, just like the box is for everyone else an ois, it needs to be an only one ois for him. The criteria of an ois is there that Rashi says to feel it like it's one ois. I saw a pshat that it means, what the feel means, that you shouldn't hear it, that it's like if it's more than one parchment in the shalyad, you're going to hear it jingling around in there. But that would suffice. This, that you should feel it's only an ois, one ois, if once it's glued together, it already meets that criteria of ois achas. But not necessarily that it really makes it a chibur. Really, it's not an attachment. But all you need there to make it as ois achas is that it should feel like one ois, that you have once it's sewn together. And the Raya from Tosis Lamed Beis that says that it seems you could sew together part of the posuk of the Sefer Torah onto the mezuzah, so you see that you can make it from one hide, it's considered one hide of its own. So that, from Sefer answers like this. We don't have, it doesn't say mezuzah, it doesn't say Sefer by mezuzah. How do we know that mezuzah needs to be or echad and not two oirois? Now we know because we learn out of Gzeir Shov of Ksiva Ksiva. So now you have a few options. Where do you learn out Ksiva from? So you have get, it says Ksiva, it says Ksiva by Sefer Torah, and it says Ksiva by Soita. So Tosfos says, and it's really the Gemara, but he learns the Gemara like that, that you need two things. You need to have a mitzvah that's for generations, and it has to be a mitzvah also, Tosfos adds in. So Tosfos says that a get, there's no mitzvah for a person to write a get to his wife, and Tosfos in Zvachim that Beis Rabbeis says, and even if a lady becomes honest on her husband, it's just enough if he distances herself from her, but he doesn't have to divorce her. So that's why Tosfos says you either learn out mezuzah from Soita or Sefer Torah. But we said it has to be a mitzvah, Tosfos said. There's machlokes in Gimel Amud Aleph in Soito. If it's a mitzvah for a person to be mekane his wife, to warn her and tell her not to seclude herself with a man. There's machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yishmael holds it's a reshus, and he might even hold it's not a good thing at all. So, some sefer wants to say that when the Gemara is set up in your Gimel Haslim, and maybe we're going to sew together the mezuzah with the sefer and to make it a full mezuzah, that was going according to Mishmah, that held that soito is not a mitzvah. So if soito is not a mitzvah, the only sefer we have left to learn from is sefer Torah, and sefer Torah we know it helps sewing. And that's what the Gemara meant by Dilma Lashlim. That maybe that price is going according to Mishmah. But Enakanami Zoktach Sam Sefer, that now that we know we possibly be Akiva, that the Mekana for a Soito is a Mitzvah. So now we have a choice to learn out from Sefer Torah or from Soito. So we know we have a Hag, if you have a cloth, you have a choice to learn out from one or two things, you're going to go to Chorma. So you learn out from Soito. And we know Soito, you cannot sew together the two pages to make it into one Megillah Soito. The Gemara Menachos Lamdalman base learns out that the Tefillin Shel Rosh has to be written on four parchments and put into four compartments, but all these four compartments have to be made from one oar, from one height, because it says in the Pasuk, L'zekorin Bein Einecha, it should be for remembrance between your eyes, L'zekorin Echad Amadji Lecha, V'loi Beis V'gimul Zechorinois. You need one zikaron and not two or three. So it should come out from what the Chassam Sofer said, that if, let's say, you would sew each bias, each compartment to the bottom part of the bias, it would not be good because it would be more than oyechon. It's going to be more than, that's going to be considered more than one zikaron. The problem with this is that there's a Mishnah in Kalim, Perik Yitches, Mishtaches, that describes the way the tefillin, the way they used to make the tefillin, and it's clearly over there that they would sew together, they would sew each bias to the bottom part of the bias. They would sew each compartment. So the question is, how can that be? As from Sofer asks, furthermore, it seems to be a contradiction in the Gemara itself, because it says later on, in that same Gemara, that the compartments of the Shel Rosh, if the grooves that show you where the compartments are, separate compartments, aren't nicker, then it's possible. Rashi says, in other words, you shouldn't make, let's say, one bias on the outside, and just make compartments inside, then it looks like one from the outside. It has to look like, so you're able to see that they're separate bottom from the outside. So the Chassam asks, that why is the Gemara so into the fact that the grooves, you have to be able to see where the batim are, that they're four batim. It's just that you have to have four separate batim. Very simple. So he says it must be that this is a riot to what our soifim today do. We know that the bias has to be, the shalosh has to, all of the batim have to be one, have to be a square. And he says that even if you have a good craftsman and you can make a good square, but since it's four separate compartments, four separate batim, over time it's going to misshape it. It's going to lose the square. So he says it must be that what they used to do is they would glue one bias to the other bias. And now, so that's what it means, that it should be chomitza nikkan. And even though you're allowed to glue it, why? Because it must be, says Chassam Sofer, that gluing is not considered an achibar, because we know you need to have four batim, and if gluing would be considered attachment to make it one, it would not be four batim anymore. So you're allowed to glue it, but still, you have to make sure that it's nicker, the grooves of where each compartment is. We see from here that gluing is not considered making it into one thing. And we see from the Mishnah in Kalim that if you sew together each bias, it is considered making it into one thing. So to reconcile the steer, the Chassam Sofer says like this, that gluing, he says, is for sure not a chibur, because gluing is weaker than sewing. Sewing, you can pull at it, it's still going to stay. Gluing, you yank a little bit this way, it loosens up. So gluing is for sure not a chibur, and that's why gluing one bias to the other bias still does not make it into one bias and is considered for bat. But the question still remains, but how could you say that sewing is considered a chibur if we said by getting it's not considered a chibur? So that's what Sefer answers, that we know we said that by Sefer Torah, sewing is considered a chibur, it's called Sefer Echad. So he says that it says a zikor, and over here we're learning out that the reason you need to have a zikor and echad, that's why it's one or because it's a zikor and echad. And it says by Sefer Torah, it says in Pasuk B'Shalach, "Uksoiv zoi zikor and b'sefer." So it also uses lashon zikor. So even though he says we cannot make our own Seder Shabbos, but it's sort of like a Gilui Milsa, it's like it's revealing to us that we should learn out the dinim of Sefer Echad and one Zekaroin from that of Sefer Torah. So just the way Sefer Torah, we know that it's still considered Sefer Echad as long as it's sown, so too it's going to be considered Zekaroin Echad by Tefillin as long as it's sown. However, he says gluing will not suffice.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.